From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bomb threats close Los Angeles schools. Public schools across Los Angeles, California area have been closed due to a threat. Los Angeles Unified School District Superintendent Ramon Cortinez says it was not one school, two schools, or three schools. It was many schools, not specifically identified, but there were many schools. Officials said the threat was delivered electronically. Some of the details talked about backpacks and other packages. The school closures come less than 2 weeks after a couple killed 14 people at a holiday office party in San Bernardino, California. In New York, officials said they received a similar threat and determined it to be a hoax. We will be vigilant, but we are absolutely convinced our schools are safe, says New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. Los Angeles Unified School District has more than 640,000 students. Saying the first two rounds of talks on a political transition in Syria are a strong beginning, Secretary of State John Kerry said the United States and Russia have the ability to make a significant difference in Syria's crisis. He commented Tuesday at the start of talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Mr. Putin, speaking through a translator, said the United States and Russia together were looking for ways out of the most urgent crises. The two officials are also expected to discuss the unrest in Ukraine and combating Islamic State militants in Syria. Earlier, Mr. Kerry met with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, during Mr. Kerry's second trip to Moscow this year. President Obama says he remains confident the U.S.-led coalition will prevail in its battle against Islamic State.
Coalition aircraft, our fighters, bombers, and drones have been increasing the pace of airstrikes, nearly 9,000 as of today. Last month, in November, we dropped more bombs on ISIL targets than any other month since this campaign started.
This is VOA News. Tuesday marks 2 years since the start of the civil war in South Sudan. A peace deal was signed in August, but implementation has been slow and complicated by continued disagreements. From Addis Ababa, Marta Vanderwolf checks in on where things stand.
Peace talks for South Sudan have resulted in many agreements over the past 2 years, but that hasn't stopped more than 2 million people from being displaced and tens of thousands more being killed. Humanitarian agencies says 4 million South Sudanese are at risk for food shortages, with many facing possible starvation. Kisut Gebre Xabier of the United Nations Refugee Agency says funding is also a problem.
The funding situation is really very precarious, and we hope the donor community, international community, will support us better in 2016.
A political rift between President Salva Kiir and his former deputy Riek Machar turned violent 2 years ago. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
Ethiopia has been hosting peace talks, and regional heads of state have gotten personally involved several times trying to force a breakthrough. Kenya is hosting the Ministerial Conference of the World Trade Organization. Now, that's the highest decision-making body within the WTO. Delegates had hoped this round of the Doha trade negotiations, the first to be held in Africa, would yield a breakthrough in efforts to address trade imbalances between developed and developing nations. But once again, a far-reaching resolution looks unlikely. Lenny Ruvaga reports from Nairobi.
The World Trade Organization launched the Doha Development Agenda in 2001, and the negotiations have now lasted over 14 years. The Doha Agenda seeks to remove trade barriers to help developing countries better integrate into the global economy. Deodat Maharaj is Deputy Secretary General of the Commonwealth.
You can't trade effectively if it is that you don't tap the sum total of your entire market. We need to open up corridors.
A key debate ahead of this year's ministerial conference has been whether to continue the now 14-year process or to start fresh. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Nairobi.
The four-day ministerial conference ends on Friday. The United Nations Human Rights Council says it will hold a special session on violence in Burundi later this week. The session set for Thursday was called at the request of the United States and supported by 17 members of the Human Rights Council and 25 observer states. Only one African state, Ghana, supported the measure. This will be the first such special session for the group since April, when the Human Rights Council convened to discuss terrorist attacks and human rights abuses by the terrorist organization Boko Haram in northern Nigeria. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.